final point. I was asked before, Matthew, about the administration. I don't know, but I can tell you a story. 6 months ago, I had probably the worst professional meeting of my career, worse than with the Bush administration. It pains me to say this, Deborah, with one of President Obama's advisors. This is somebody who is in the know, who briefs the president in his own words and takes marching orders from the president in his own words. And I showed him a map. I said, look, we've been coming to Washington for 12 years since Camp David, and I keep on saying the two-state solution is still possible. Let me show you what the map of Jerusalem will look like at the end of 2013. It is no longer there. The map of Jerusalem will be so balkanized demographically and geographically, I at least will not be able to show how you draw a border on that map, which will be in any way acceptable simultaneously to Israelis and Palestinians. I've never said that before. The advisor looked at me and Lara, who was also there, furiously taking notes. I was calm. She was the Sicilian this time. And said the following, we see what you see, and you're probably right. By the end of 2013, there is no two-state solution. And you know what happens next? The following day, the sun will rise, life will go on, it will be better for some, not so good for others. Translation into English, shit happens. Now, this guy's known to be a bit eccentric and a bit quirky, and he is not entirely representative of the position of the president in the Obama administration, but it is clearly a representation of mood in extremis. The president is being told, walk away from this. You can't want this more than the parties. There's only grief in this. Put this conflict on hold. And I want to point out what I consider to be the weather forecast for our conflict over the next few months. In Ramallah, despair. You have a bit of a, a boost because of the statehood. That will dissipate very quickly. Politics and political processes don't deliver. I think it's Nabil Shah's quip that why are settlements like water? They expand when frozen. Okay. In Israel, I consider there to be one thing in Israel that is more detrimental to the two-state solution than settlements. There are the cafes in Tel Aviv and the malls in Rishon LeZion. Israelis are sipping cappuccino on the edge of a volcano. What I'm describing is a clear and threatened and present danger to the viability of the Zionist enterprise. The loss of the two-state solution jeopardizes Israel's existence. And finally, you've got softer or harder denial in Washington. A combination of despair in Ramallah, escapism in Tel Aviv, and denial in Washington sounds to me like a bad spring in Iowa where you get one tornado after another. The United States will come back to this conflict. You know, sometimes living in Jerusalem is like living in L.A., Sandy, you know, where you can feel the pressure on the San Andreas Fault building under your feet. Yeah. This kind of disequilibrium can't continue. It can continue 6 weeks, it can continue 6 months, it can continue 3 years, it can't continue five. And this kind of disequilibrium, the pressure building on the fault, will be released in one of two ways. It will be released by a genuine push to address core grievances, to find a new equilibrium politically, or by war. There's a war out there waiting to break out. It just hasn't decided when, where, and over what. But it's out there. Now, my message to the administration is, you guys will be dealing with these things. You can deal with them as preventive medicine, which has a nominal cost, or you can deal with it as trauma room medicine, which has an exorbitant price tag and a high mortality rate. I'm saying that there is a drama of biblical proportions going on over these issues, and the next year are critical, and the fight is going to be very tough.